summer travel means not only seeing the country, but getting stuck in the process. Harriet Baskus, whose regular column, Stuck at the Airport, appears on the Expedia.com website, has just collected her observations into a book that amounts to a kind of guide Michelin for getting stuck. In fact, the name of the book is Stuck at the Airport. Ms. Baskus joins us from her hotel room in New York City. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Pick up at anything at JFK on your way in?
No, I was at Newark, though, and I found out that they have a spa there. Facials, pedicures, massages. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes, all of it sounds nice, as a matter of fact. If you had to spend 6 hours in any airport, which one would it be?
I would choose, probably these days, the San Francisco International Airport.
All I remember from that place is loaves of sourdough bread.
There's lots of that there, but they just opened a brand new international terminal, which is beautiful. It's big and airy, and it's filled with art. Mm-hmm. And the other thing they have in that terminal is an aviation museum, which they recreated almost exactly the very first terminal that was in San Francisco. It's one of those classic 1930s terminals that looks like it could be a classic train station.
Let me ask you about a couple of other airports. Charlotte Douglas Airport, North Carolina, has rocking chairs in the terminal.
Sure. Now, that started as an art exhibit, and when they tried to end the exhibit and take the rocking chairs away, people were mad at them, so they brought them back. And when you go through that terminal, there are people sleeping in the chairs, just rocking in the chairs, just looking kind of blissful in those chairs.
In Amsterdam, which I see several times a year as well, they have showers. That's really nice.
They have showers. They have a casino. They have a caviar and champagne bar. And somebody tried to open what they called a relax bar there, which was nothing more than bringing in someone from the red light district.
I got the idea, yes. But even the Dutch said no to that, eh?
So far.
Yeah. It depends on what they do in Frankfurt, right? How competitive they have to get. Would you ever go out to an airport just to go out to an airport, make it a destination in and of itself?
Absolutely. For example, I was just in Austin, and 4 times a week there are live music concerts there. And when I was there, there were tables filled with people who just wanted a nice afternoon of music, no cover charge, no smoking. The only problem is you had to go through a metal detector to get there.
Well, Ms. Baskus, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me, and we'll see you at the airport.
Oh, yes. Harriet Baskus, her new book, Stuck at the Airport, is published by Fireside Books, speaking from New York City.